You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Jeff Oster has come to renown for his mellow flugelhorn tone and music that could define the word chill. That's still true, but his new album, Next, reveals a lot of new directions that come from his influences.
My influences are somewhat wide. And if I end up with a track I like and it's new age, and then it's new age. Or if it's ambient, it's ambient. And you know, in this case, how do you make a collection? Well, do I just make an ambient album or an ambient new age album? And then do I make a funk album? And then I defaulted to what you hear on Next, which is a combination of both genres or multiple genres, you know?
Jeff Oster has roots in lounge music and funk, and he explores that side on a few tracks, joined by legendary session musicians, bassist Chuck Rainey, drummer Bernard Purdy, and guitarist Nile Rodgers. Co-producer Will Ackerman.
I mean, to bring in, you know, people like Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy, you know, from Steely Dan and Aretha and all that kind of thing. I mean, that was amazing. Then at the very last minute, to come up with this lunatic notion of getting Nile Rodgers in. I mean, who would have thought?
That definitely had an influence in terms of what the tracks were going to sound like, you know?
Those tracks tend to have more funk than usual for Oster, but funk in a decidedly low-key, lounge band kind of mood. Jeff Oster had his heroes on the album, he didn't actually get to play with them.
No, never. Not for this. No, nope.
Instead, he sat in the studio while Purdy and Rainey laid down rhythms against his pre-recorded tracks. And sometimes, Bernard Purdy even took Oster's directions.
You know, you get in the studio with him, he's been doing it so long, he has his way, he likes one take. You try to give him some feedback and maybe he'll listen, maybe he won't, you know?
Jeff Oster says the album initially had a retro direction when he presented the title track to Will Ackerman, who has been his producer since his very first album.
If you actually heard the demo of that first song, which I think initially I think I had called it Bernie's Tune because we sort of had Bernard in mind with it. The first version of it, I pulled some loops that probably came from the 70s and I played it for Will Ackerman, and he says it made him want to put on bell-bottom leisure suit when he was listening to it. So,
and I found a pair too, and I think I looked very good in them. I just didn't think it was forward-thinking. It felt like it was sort of purposefully going backwards, and I didn't see the point of that.
You won't think of bell bottoms or leisure suits for the rest of Jeff Oster's Next. All the songs are different from each other, from Indian moods to spacey ambiences, but all have that melancholy, down-tempo sound topped by Oster's haunted flugelhorn melodies. When the track Night Train to Sofia was started, it didn't have that title and had nothing to do with Bulgaria.
It didn't have any vocals in it at all, and it was more of a just sort of a slinky, down sort of tempo type vibe to it a little bit, you know? And when I brought it to Ackerman, Will said, you know, you need to do something completely different in this song. And I said, what? He goes, you need to put some vocals that are just totally unexpected in it. So when Will said that, I said, okay, Melissa, here's this track.
That singer, Melissa Kaplan.
So she came back with this very Bulgarian type of vocal, and it took the track in a completely different direction.
Another change of direction for Jeff Oster on Next was popular music. He plays his first cover on one of his albums, Bonnie Raitt's pop chestnut, I Can't Make You Love Me.
Turn down the lights, turn down the bed.
Skepticism was the reigning emotion.
Will Ackerman.
But the moment I heard what he was doing with it, it was revelatory. And actually, it was that, I think, as much as anything else. This guy has got to step forward. He nuanced every single note in that. It really, really did become his.
You know, as you and I have talked about my wide variety of relationship history in my life. And that song has always resonated for me in some way. And frankly, when I did the demo of this, I actually found a karaoke version of it on YouTube.
Here's the karaoke version of the song.
I uploaded into GarageBand, and then I worked out a horn arrangement over it, which I then, of course, replaced with, you know, Birdie and Rainey and Tom Eaton did some great Hammond B3 and Rhodes. And then, of course, Philip Auberg did the piano part on that one. So.
Playing songs like this won't put Jeff Oster into Chris Bodie pop trumpet terrain, and he doesn't think of himself as that kind of trumpet player.
You know, there's all kinds of trumpet players in the world, and there's a certain preconceived notion what you would expect to hear a trumpet do. You know, they expect a jazz band, or they expect somebody with a stand-up bass. And when I show up with, you know, a loop pedal, and even other horn players are look at me sometimes like, dude, you know, why don't you just play the horn, you know? But that's not me. That's not what I do.
What Jeff Oster does is get a dark, poignant tone that has become instantly recognizable. And ultimately, that's what his music is based upon. Co-producer Tom Eaton.
Jeff has never tried to play more notes than the other guys. Jeff has never tried to play, you know, slicker than the other guys, but Jeff's playing is about emotion. Jeff's playing is about the sound and the emotion of what he's trying to communicate.
I'm a tone guy, and it's the tone is what moves me, and it's the place I have with my instrument. You know, it's my voice in the instrument has to do with it. It sounds pretty. I've always been told that, you know.
Jeff Oster's latest album is Next on Retso Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.